Dick was a poor boy who lived in a country village in England hundreds of years ago. The only thing he had in the world was a cat, which he loved very much. One day, Dick grew tired of living in the small village where nothing ever happened. He made up his mind to go to London to get rich. In London, someone told him, the streets are gold. He had no money to pay for a horse or a carriage, so he began to walk the many miles to London, taking his cat with him. He walked for many days, and at last he came to London. But the streets were hard, cold stone and not gold, and the people were not very friendly to a poor boy who had no money and nowhere to live. He could not find work, and he soon began to be hungry. "Let us go back home," he said to his cat. So they began the long journey back to his village. When they came to the top of a hill, they looked back over the great city of London. As he sat there, he heard the bells ringing. In the sounds of the bells, he heard the words, "Try again." "Do you hear that?" he said to his cat. "We'll go back and try again." He found work with a rich merchant. Dick worked hard, and as he grew older, he became an important man. He fell in love with his master's beautiful daughter and wanted to marry her. Sometimes Dick would sail across the sea. He always took his cat with him. On one of these journeys, they came to a country where the people were very unhappy because there were so many rats. "What will you give me if I kill all these rats for you?" Dick asked the king. "I will give you all my gold and you will marry my daughter," answered the king. "I do not want to marry your daughter," said Dick, "because I am going to marry a beautiful girl at home in England, but I will take the gold." So Dick brought his cat from the ship, and soon the cat killed all the rats or frightened them so much that they ran into the sea. The king and his people were so pleased that they filled Dick's ship with all the gold they could find. So Dick became a rich man, and when he got home, his master let him marry his daughter. He always remembered the days when he first came to London and did all he could to help those who were poor and hungry.